Less than a day after failing to unseat the Prime Minister, Peter Dutton is making it clear his leadership ambitions are alive. 10 ministers have now either quit or offered to resign, and Malcolm Turnbull's leadership is under increasing pressure. Our political reporter Stephanie Boris is in Canberra. Stephanie, Peter Dutton has taken to the airwaves this morning. He's actively campaigning now for the top job. What's he had to say?
Well, if Malcolm Turnbull thought yesterday's leadership vote would put this whole leadership discussion to rest, he was definitely wrong. As we've seen this morning, Peter Dutton taking to the airwaves, interestingly only in Melbourne at the moment on Triple M and 3AW. And he's basically been outlining his policies as to why he should be elected into the top job and making a further play to his colleagues that maybe didn't vote for him in the first round to reconsider when this leadership challenge does come on. Now, that number one question, of course, what is he up to? Peter Dutton said that he had only about an hour and a half sleep last night, that he's been working the phones, talking to his colleagues, and the question was put to him, is another challenge inevitable? Are the commentators, are the journalists right? And this is what he told 3AW.
You don't go into a ballot believing that you can lose, and if I believe that a majority of colleagues support me, then I would consider my position, Neil. That's being very honest and upfront with you, yes. And that's how I see it.
So, Steph, of course, if Peter Dutton is to be successful, he has to prove to his colleagues that he does have an appeal beyond Queensland. So he's been outlining some policy ideas today. How's that been received?
It's incredible, Kim, that he's gone this far already before even trying for this second leadership challenge. It's the fact that he's not just talking to his colleagues behind closed doors, but he's making this a very public pitch, not just to the politicians, but to voters as well. So the policies that he's outlined this morning, he was saying that he wants to take the GST off people's power bills and also hold a royal commission into electricity and fuel companies. That particular one, Kim, about the royal commission has been a topic of conversation with Nationals MPs and Conservative Liberals and also some Liberals in regional areas. So perhaps you can see now why he's suggesting such a move in order to get further politicians on board. Now, he's very confident that he believes he would get a better outcome at the next federal election if he was leader compared to Malcolm Turnbull. Once again, here he is on 3AW saying that he's the man that could make the coalition win the next election.
I've been very clear to colleagues that I would never run for leader of the Liberal Party, and I never put my hat in the ring yesterday, not believing that I could beat Bill Shorten. I believe I can beat Bill Shorten. I believe we can and that we must, because there's a lot that we can do in the sorts of areas that I've spoken about.
That is the former Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton. So, Steph, now that he's starting to outline a bit of a policy agenda, do you think the next move might be perhaps forming some sort of ticket with somebody else? For example, the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, entering the fray and the two of them teaming up together?
The other name, Kim, as well, is Greg Hunt as a potential deputy Liberal leader. Scott Morrison's name was thrown in the mix when some considered maybe Peter Dutton would not get approved by the party and Scott Morrison could be the second option. But hearing this morning his policies and how they align with what a number of Conservative Liberals have been pushing for, I still do believe that he is the front runner. And aside from that as well, interesting to note, we now have a total of 10 MPs and senators that have offered their resignations from their positions to the Prime Minister. That number we expect to grow even further. And interesting that those people that have offered their resignations are not speaking to the media at the moment because they've got other plans in play.
So, Stephanie, the other person that's been notably absent this morning is, of course, the Prime Minister himself.
He is. He's very much keeping a low profile. And also Matthias Cormann, we haven't seen him either. He's the finance minister and always has backed whoever is in power at the time. But keep in mind, he is a close friend of Peter Dutton's. And this morning, Peter Dutton actually said that he doesn't believe the company tax cuts for big businesses are going to get through Parliament. They'll be voted on today. And he suggested that the government needs to change that part of the policy and put that money towards other things. So a very different position to the government's official policy at the moment as well.
That is our political reporter Stephanie Boris in Canberra.